With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Although the Israel-Hamas ceasefire is supposed to end later today, White House correspondent Greg Clugston says President Biden wants the truce to continue as long as hostages are being released.
Following the release of the first American held hostage by Hamas, the president said his goal is to keep this pause going beyond Monday so that we can continue to see more hostages come out. He also wants to see a surge of more humanitarian relief into Gaza.
And as freed hostages return to Israel, details of their captivity have emerged.
Emotions were high as released hostages Sharon Avigdori and her 12-year-old daughter Noam Avigdori reunited with their family after weeks in captivity. Information about the conditions of captivity of the 58 hostages has been tightly controlled. But family members of the released hostages have begun to share details about their loved ones' experiences. Merav Raviv, whose three relatives were released, said they had been fed irregularly and had eaten mainly rice and bread and had slept on rows of chairs pushed together in a room that looks like a reception area. I'm Karen Chamas.
A suspect in custody after three young men of Palestinian descent were shot and wounded over the weekend in Burlington, Vermont.
ATF agents arrested 48-year-old Jason Eaton Sunday afternoon at his apartment building near the scene of a shooting on Saturday near the University of Vermont in Burlington. Police Chief John Murad says the three victims, all 20-year-old Palestinian-American college students, were speaking some Arabic as they were walking during a holiday visit when a white man with a gun approached them and discharged at least four rounds from a pistol. Without speaking.
Correspondent Jennifer King says Eaton is due to be arraigned today, the attack being investigated as a possible hate crime. On Wall Street right now, the Dow futures are down 54 points, NASDAQ futures off 3. This is SRN News. As details of the Hamas attack on Israel continue to come out, Carol Liebau wonders where the feminists are. Their voices were loud when Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh was accused of sexual misdeeds.
Women's experiences matter, they insisted. Oh my, times have changed. Reports coming out of Israel about the October 7th attacks are shocking. Systematic sexual violence was inflicted on women and even children, much so horrifying and graphic that it can't be repeated here. Yet feminists remain silent, and their silence speaks volumes.
Liebau, who heads the Yankee Institute for Public Policy, says,
it's the same lesson we learned when professional feminists turned on Monica Lewinsky during the Clinton impeachment. Their feminism has nothing to do with the well-being of actual women. It's all about grasping and holding power for left-wing causes.
She made her comments for Town Hall. You can hear more at townhallreview.com. This is SRN News. The National Retail Federation expects shoppers to spend more this year than last, but at a somewhat slower pace.
The nation's largest retail trade group forecasts U.S. holiday sales increasing year over year from November through December, but only by 3-4% compared with the 5.4% jump in 2022. Shopping trends have changed with the popularity of Cyber Monday. Early tallies indicate American shoppers could be ahead of the forecast. According to Adobe Analytics, consumers online spent more than $5.5 billion on Thanksgiving Day alone. And for the first 23 days of November, online consumers spent more than $76 billion, up 6.8% from the same period a year ago. George Williams reporting.
Supporting nonprofits on Giving Tuesday this year could have a bigger impact than usual. That's because nonprofits and industry groups say donations so far are down compared with previous years. More details, SRNNews.com.